This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Henry Schifrin. Daniela is not here. It is just me here right now. And so you have to deal with me on my own for an entire hour. And if there's one thing that all men in the world fear the most, it's a completely unadulterated playlist of Henry Schifrin songs for like an hour straight. But dear listener, dear listener, who I treasure and who I prize so much and who I respect so much, that's exactly what you're going to get from me. I'm putting you through the ringer here. No punches are being held back. No punches being pulled. I think that's how it goes. So, working theme. There's sort of two themes going on here. Sort of two themes going on with the songs that I've selected for you today. One of them is fall. You know, it's October. It's starting to get really cold here out of nowhere. The leaves are turning. It's starting to get dark early. Yom Kippur, the classic signal that it's going to be fall, you know, that when it's Yom Kippur here. All these things coming together. I picked some songs that reminded me of fall, that felt like fall to me. Fall is what is it? It's just like acoustic style indie rock mostly, but not always. And then the other thing is just in general feeling a little unhinged. You know, midterms are coming up, and also just like, you know, sometimes you get a little zany, sometimes a little wacky. Who's to say there's a reason why you feel so wacky? Maybe you just do. Maybe it's the seasonal wackiness settling in. And so, yeah, I mean, I tried to have some fun with this, an hour straight of my choice of music, just no adulteration. It's going to get unhinged. And what way to kick off a typically an unhinged radio show than a 13 minute and 19 second long song? So we're going to start off with what used to be my favorite song of all time, from what used to be my favorite album of all time. These are now just one of my favorite songs off of one of my favorite albums. This is Beach Life in Death from Car Seat Headrest's Twin Fantasy, the 2018 re-recorded version. This is a song that I know by heart from an album of songs that I know by heart. This song meant a lot to me senior year of high school, and it continued to mean a lot for me going into college. I've listened to it less and less, but you know, it still hits when it hits. And this is a song that definitely feels like fall to me because I discovered Twin Fantasy senior year of high school. That's also when I started standing Car Seat Headrest. And I don't know, there's something about this song. It's like everybody always says, what is it? It's like, they talked about everything is a new Bohemian Rhapsody, but then sometimes like things are the new Happiness is a Warm Gun. And people say that like Paranoid Android by Radiohead is the new Happiness is a New Gun because it's not like grandiose enough to say that it's Bohemian Rhapsody. And so like I have to say that this song, because it has like three distinct parts to it, is like the new Paranoid Android by Radiohead. But even then, that means nothing. I've talked for surprisingly too long, given that it's just me by myself. So get ready, guys, for 13 straight minutes of Car Seat Headrest. That's one song, second track off of Twin Fantasy. First track is maybe 3 minutes, and then you go straight into this one. Will Toledo's really showing you what he's capable of. So here is Beach Life and Death from Car Seat Headrest 2018 re-recording of Twin Fantasy.
Nice. Last night I drove to Harper's Ferry and I thought about you. There were signs on the roads that warned me of stop signs. The speed limit kept decreasing by 10 as we entered a town about halfway there. It was almost raining at the train station. We put our hoods on our heads at the train station. We threw rocks into the river. the train tracks. And when the train came, it was so big and powerful. When it came to the little station, I wanted to put my arms around it, but the conductor looked a little funny, so we had to say goodbye and leave. The Monopoly board still in the backseat. Took a nightmare turn to get out of town. Ran into the decreasing speed limits again. What should I do? Eat breakfast. What should I do? Eat lunch. What should I do? Eat dinner. What should I do? Go to bed. Where can I go? Go to the store. Where can I go? Apply for jobs. Where can I go? Go to your friends. Where can I go? Go to bed. We'll be right back. Last night I dreamed he was trying to kill you. I woke up and I was trying to kill you. It's been a year since we first met. I don't know if we're boyfriends yet. Do you have any crimes that we can use to pass the time? I am running out of drugs to try. Get eaten, get more groceries, get eaten. We'll be right back.
All right, that was just 13 straight minutes of Beach Life and Death by Car Seat Headrest off of their album Twin Fantasy, the 2018 re-recording of their older album Twin Fantasy. Thank you for everybody who stayed on during this. I was texting Daniela and I told her I'm 2 of 13 minutes into Beach Life and Death by CSH, and she said, God save our listeners. All 15 of you right now. We used to have 20, and then 5 of you dropped off. Understandably, I would too. I wouldn't if I was doing this because I'm here in the studio. I went absolutely crazy when I heard that song live last March when I saw Car Seat Headrest in concert. My friends who went with me can attest that I was losing my mind there. And yeah, I still love that song. I think that the first section, which like, I think it ends with like, I don't want to have schizophrenia, which like, oh, classic Will Toledo moment, referencing his icons, his great friend Daniel Johnston, who he never met. Those like dueling guitars, the drum beats like super in your face, then it gets slower, and then all picks back up again and crescendos right near the end, with that verse calling back to the more low key verse in the middle. I think it all comes together really well. I think that the lyricism is really great. Yeah, I mean, I could wax philosophical about Car Seat Headrest all day on this show, but that's not what you're here for. You're here for dad music. And so we have Wilco, guys. Wilco is on next. We have Yankee Hotel Foxtrot up next. I've been trying to get back into Wilco. It's not that I don't like them. It's just that I don't have the consistent attention to keep listening to Yankee Hotel Foxtrot in one go. So I'm listening in bits and pieces right now, but I think it's a very cozy fall album, and I like this song a lot. I heard it in a bar in New York City over the summer, and I was like, you know what? Wilco's pretty good. I should play them on my show. And so here I am. I'm trying to redeem myself after those 13 straight minutes, and so we have Heavy Metal Drummer by Wilco.
Covers
You just heard Black Cat by Broadcast. That was right after Heavy Metal Drummer by Wilco off of their album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, a Pitchfork 10. Pitchfork gave that album a perfect 10, which they do not give out often, but also Pitchfork's opinion means nothing because they suck unless they're right, in which case they're right. What do we have to say about Broadcast? I found them by accident in sophomore year of high school. Spotify recommended one of their songs to me. I've listened through Noise for the People, I think, is their Yellow album. I thought it was pretty good. I forget if I've listened to Tender Buttons or not. But there's two songs on here that I really like. I like this one. I like Tears in the Typing Pool. This one's pretty different from the stuff that I've heard from them. Very glitchy. Very noisy. But I like it. I like their sound. Wish they were still making music, but they're not. But you know who is making music? Bjork. Bjork's out here releasing new albums. Bjork's new album, Fasora, her mushroom album, as she liked to refer to it, released last Friday. I've listened to a lot of Bjork before, and I have not finished listening to this album yet. Do not kill me. But it's weird. Bjork stuff is always weird, but this is, like, not weird in, like, the way that I like Bjork stuff to be, usually. But there's some tracks on here that I do enjoy. I think it's her and a different producer or instrumentalist on each track, which is cool that she shouts them out like that. I know her last album that she released, Utopia, it was her and Arca, who's, like, a Swedish producer. Or he's definitely not Swedish, I got that wrong. But he's a producer from somewhere. So it's cool that she's featuring other artists, but this song right now, it's credited only to Bjork, so I'm assuming that this is a solo Bjork outing on the album, but it's Ovule, and right now it stands as my favorite and, dare I say, one of the only casually listenable songs from Fasora. And so you thought you were out of it. You thought, oh God, Henry's making me listen to a 13-minute long Car Seat Harris song. But now it'll be normal music. No, you need to sit through Bjork now. You gotta listen to Ovule by Bjork. You ain't getting off that easy. So here is Ovule by Bjork off of her, four-day-old album, Fasora? But this has been a single. It was dropped before, so it's been out for a minute. Whatever. Take a listen. Tell me what you think, or don't. I don't care.
Dark blood red void carries our digital selves breathing and kissing my skin mad dance by you. I anchor our dogs, I anchor our
Sounds.
All right, you just heard Little Dark Age by MGMT off of their album Little Dark Age. That was the title track, actually. Found this album freshman year around Halloween, I think. I sort of just, like, manifested it out of nowhere, I remember. I just, like, thought of a song. I don't even know where I heard it. Started listening to that, listened to the rest of the album. MGMT, they're pretty cool. You probably know them from Kids and Electric Love. They started as a college band making fun of bands that sell out, and then they got a major record deal to record and put out those songs that they wrote as jokes, and then they did really well. So the irony of capitalism writes itself. Anyway, coming up, how many of you like Good Will Hunting? Raise your hand. We're in Boston, guys. Did you know that Good Will Hunting was set in Boston? Did you? It's real. They made Boston from Good Will Hunting real. Well, this is a song from the soundtrack of Good Will Hunting that got Elliot Smith a nomination at the Oscars for Best Original Song, which he did not win because of Titanic. James Cameron, the showboat, stealing everything from our small town heroes again. But coming up is Miss Misery by Elliot Smith off of the deluxe edition of XO. Elliot Smith skyrocketing to become my number one most listened to artist of all time on Spotify, according to Spotify stats. Not a ringing endorsement of my mental health, but I don't know. The facts are the facts. And this is a very solid ballad, I think. Elliot Smith usually has it's more of an acoustic vibe, especially with his earlier tracks, but this is transitioning into after he makes his big break and he decides to do a fuller sound, at least on most of his tracks at least. So he has a full band supporting him, and I think that it actually works for this track specifically. Yeah, I'm gonna stop rambling because nobody cares what I have to say, so take a listen and tell me what you have to think. Or don't. I don't know how. Who cares?
I'll fake it through the day with some help from Johnny Walker Red. Send the poison rain down the drain to put bad thoughts in my head. Seen in a magazine that you'd left lying around. I don't have you with me, but I keep a good attitude. Do you miss me? Misery, like you say. See me gone, then you see me the way that I am, but I am in the life anyway. Next door, the TV's flashing blue frames on the wall. It's a comedy. You see, it's about taking a fall to vanish into oblivion. It's easy to do, and I try to be, but you know me, I come.
You just heard B-Side by Kringbin and Leon Bridges off of... It's weird. I almost certain this album is Texas Moon, because they had another collab EP together before this, Texas Sun, and it would make sense, these are mirrors, but for whatever reason, Spotify says the album is called Chocolate Hills. I think... it was released as a... It was like a single that was released, and it had Chocolate Hills and B-side on it, and it was called Chocolate Hills because that was a single, but it's from Texas Moon as a final released EP. All right. Well... Ooh, you can hear my hands rubbing together. That's sensual. I'm here on my own, losing my mind in this studio slowly but surely, but we are a community-run radio station first and foremost, and that means that we need to give you guys PSAs. And so, fat book of PSA, you can hear me slapping it on down. This one is seasonal, guys. You can only hear it from September 1st up until November 30th. Limited time only. This is a PSA to get some autumn outdoor exercise. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Reject modernity, return to tradition. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. ... A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. You heard the man. Touch grass before it all dies away in the winter and there's nothing left. We have around 10 minutes left. I think that's probably enough for me to play the next two songs that I've queued up, so long as I interject with a quick goodbye in between. I have been talking way too much for hosting this show by myself, but... Coming up right now is the 2010 remaster of Love Song by The Cure. Robert Smith, the better mopey 80s pop artist than notorious racist and bad person Morrissey. I don't know what else there is to say. The Cure is pretty cool. This song's pretty cool, so I'm going to play it now. All right, I think we have time for one more song, so I'm going to sign off quickly. Oh, God, I didn't even log it. Oh, I'm such a bad radio host, guys. I can't believe you. Clearly, Danielle is carrying me here. This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, meant for Tufts Freeform Radio. That guy's honking because he loves our stuff. I'm going to send you off with Erica Western Teleport off of the album Western Teleport by Emperor X. If you want to have any idea where I find my music or get my taste from, I found this deep diving in my Instagram Explore page for accounts dedicated. Instagram accounts reposting like Rate Your Music website memes and stuff from like the Mew board. So just like really, really deep, like probably have never like seen or talked to a woman type of people. But the guy who found this specific account liked this album. I remember I listened to this song when I was registering for shoes, my freshman year. And it still feels pretty folly to me, and I haven't listened to it in a while. It's pretty wacky, you know, seasonal wackiness. Everybody's feeling a little wacky because the sun's setting a little earlier. I'm feeling a little wacky right now in the studio. So I feel like this song, this wacky little song will suit your seasonal wackiness, you know, try to fix that up for you. So yeah, sending out the show with this, and hopefully, next show I won't be alone and as unhinged and as intolerable. So, Erica Western Teleport.
Disability.gov to see how you can help.
Brought to you by the American Association of People with Disabilities and the Ad Council.
Got a wishbone drive.